Hello and welcome to the Fast on Games podcast. You've joined me, Paul, and with me as ever is Jake.
Hello.
And it's been a little while since we've had a chance to talk to you because it's been incredibly busy here at Firestorm Towers lately.
Yes, it has. Yes. So for those of you in Cardiff who have come down and checked out our new store, thank you very much. For those who haven't, what you've been doing, you should definitely come down and check out the new store.
Yeah, brand new store and everything. It was we were closed for just a week, was it? We were closed.
Yep. Yeah.
Felt like an eternity, but
Sunday night because we had events on the Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
So we said thank you very much, close the doors, and then we started packing. And then everybody was here on the Monday. We packed, we moved, and we moved through the week. We did everything we could, and the team have been amazing. But yes, we managed to reopen that following Saturday. So we were closed for a grand total of 5 days. The web store was closed for 48 hours.
Yeah.
We managed to start packing on the Wednesday.
Yeah, so, absolutely insane. It was a busy old day, that opening day as well.
It was, yeah. The opening day was amazing. So many of you came down. It was wonderful. We got to see children terrified of Darth Vader.
Yeah.
We got to see children not terrified of Darth Vader at all. We got to see one child who was about six walk up and go, Kylo Ren's better, and run off. Which was amazing.
And also not true.
It was beautiful. We had a stormtrooper who went around to people and handed them Star Wars games and told them that the Imperium approves of this product. You should buy it. And he did that all day. We had another one who confiscated a tray of cookies from our cafe and said that they were not approved for Imperial citizens and he should look after them all.
Mm.
So yeah, those guys.
Rebel scum.
That was it, yeah. So they were cool. Yeah, it was a monumental task. So thank you to all the staff who did it. Thank you for all the customers who came down and all of you guys and gals who made orders online and left us just lovely comments. There were beautiful comments on some of the orders. Hope the move's going well. It was brilliant. So
yeah.
That really got us through. And I remember sitting at 3 a.m. picking orders,
printing
them out, picking them. And just, that was great. That got me through. That was lovely.
Long days, long nights. But yeah, everybody's been, it's been really nice and very...
Yeah, the aircon's lovely. We love the aircon. We love the cafe. The cafe is amazing.
Has been quite the hit.
That's it, yeah. Freya's fantastic, so she's been feeding us all very well, and her menu is great, and supply issues are coming to a medium, I feel.
Mm.
So pizzas are imminently back. Milkshakes have been back. So
milkshakes came back this week, finally.
Yeah, finally. Yeah, that was delayed, because apparently you can't buy a freezer, or a catering-level freezer in the UK without waiting a month. So that was a surprise. But yes, so yeah, if you are in the Cardiff area, or even if you're in Nottingham or somewhere else, just come down and visit.
No, absolutely. So yeah, as well as the move, well, it's just been crazy recently as well. We finally reopened, we've reopened the battlefields for the entire thing, but we had a huge event last weekend.
Yes.
With Cardiff Crusade.
That's it, yep. So that was Fantasy Players. Old Fantasy, wasn't it?
And isn't that crazy that 70 players still turned up at, you know, say the end of the pandemic and everything as well, to play a game that you haven't been able to buy for 6 years?
Yeah, that's it, yep. So nice to see a community that's still together and wanting to socialise and play games. So.
And ready for the old world as well.
Yes, yeah, when that comes. So yeah, square bases, everything goes round, even square bases.
Can't wait. But yeah, that was
our first big event in the new venue, or huge event. And then this weekend's 100.
Mantic. Yeah, Mantic, Kings of War.
That's it, yep. So not only are they, are we hosting them who are running a Kings of War event, but some of the staff are coming down as well. We can't discuss too much, just in case they change their minds or switch up who's coming. But yeah, there's going to be some people from Mantic HQ coming down. I believe there's going to be a presentation and maybe Q&A on the Saturday evening.
Oh, very interesting.
Can't imagine what they could possibly be revealing. But
it's
not Overdrive, because that's already been revealed. That's, in fact, imminently due in branch.
So, and we've just completed our video on Overdrive because we can't stop playing it.
That's it. Yeah, it's really fun. Really, really fun.
I think it's something that really kind of caught us off guard as well. Because the art style is very much, you know, the kind of crossover, exactly what me and you both like on this.
Yes, yeah. So it's possibly divisive to some people, but I would prefer to describe it as just, it's a strong art style. So sometimes you look at stuff and go, nah, it's wishy-washy, it's generic fantasy or it's generic sci-fi. This is, yes, confidently done in a new direction, different direction, and it works. So yeah, I love a shark in power armor running around eating people. Nom nom. Yeah, he's awesome. So yeah, if you haven't watched that video, check it out. It's very cool.
Yeah. So that, again, that kind of brings us into what we've been playing lately as well, because as I say, there's been a lot of Overdrive lately. with the staff and everything as well. Anything that you, how have you managed to paint anything? I know we've been incredibly busy with work lately.
Yeah, no, work's been all encompassing, and a few small challenges to my painting have cropped up. So no, I've done a bit of building, built Aeronautica. So they announced the new Azurani, and Astartes Space Marines box set a while ago, and then suddenly they said, oh, it's next week, and I went, I should probably learn how to play this. So quickly built some models, and I've had a couple of quick games again. It's really fun. It's really nice. I loved X-Wing back in the day. I played Attack Wing, but I loved X-Wing. And then Drop Fleet and stuff like that. I love them. That's more strategic.
Is it more of a sort of comparable thing to X-Wing then?
Yes, definitely. So you pick from maneuvers. There's 8 different maneuvers. The ability of the plane and the pilot denote what maneuvers can be done. So bombers can't be doing like maneuvers 7 and 8. They're all the nippy flying over and barrel rolling. Whereas a lightning fighter can do most of them, and the Eldar can do a huge amount. But yeah, it's pick your maneuvers, roll for initiative. Whoever wins the roll chooses whether they go first or don't. Whoever goes first, you alternate moving ships. There's no initiative on the ships like X-Wing, so it's very cool. It's very balanced in that way. But whoever moves first, after everything's moved, you get to shoot first. So there is an offset of having to reveal where you're going versus getting the first shot off. And you can customize your ships. It's not as much as Star Trek Attack Wing, but that also got quite ridiculous when you had like 6 different crew members on Voyager with upgraded quantum torpedoes. And you look at Borg cube and it's dead sort of thing. Went a bit too much for me. I'm not sure I ever want to see what would happen. Worf in command and Janeway as first officer. It just doesn't work for me. No.
You need to keep it as canon as possible.
Yeah, this canon likes the canon. So, But yeah, so we've played Aeronautica, Marvel Champions, that's because there's been new releases. So the new Mad Titan box set, really cool.
Yeah, there was a few of the ones recently you weren't too impressed with, was there?
Like... Yeah, the Guardians box set, Ronan, was just unpleasant.
So has this been a nice kind of palate cleanser for that then?
Almost definitely, yeah. So the villains are all very cool in it, it feels right. Thanos is your mid-game boss, hopefully not too many spoilers there. I expect him to be the finale, what with him with the Infinity Gauntlet, but no. Somebody else has to have nicked it and stuff. So plot works, the heroes in it work. Spectrum's very strong. And Adam Warlock's a fan favorite always. He's very cool, unique mechanics. But yeah, absolutely loved it. Nebula's come out. We got the Hood and War Machine due soon. Vision's going to go up for pre-order pretty soon. Valkyrie's available for pre-order. It's just, and they've announced the Spider Friends are coming. So Miles Morales and Ghost Spider are in the next Gilux box, which is just made us so excited. We're all unsure whether it'd be X-Men or not. Not yet, but I'll take Spider Friends all day.
I've not got any of the X-Men in Marvel Champions yet.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
It seems to follow a Disney...
And what's happening in the movies sort of thing,
I get the feeling they get told who they're allowed.
Sure.
So they were allowed Black Widow and Cap and Stephen Strange during the first wave.
Sure, and then Core Avengers. And
That was it. They're evergreen. And then wave 2, that's cool. Wave 3 was Guardians. Mm. So obviously there was a lot of discussion when Guardians 3 was originally slated and James Gunn. And
Possibly.
You're not sure, is it delayed, is it not? But these things are designed years now.
Oh, that's right. Scarlet Witch as well was January around the sort of WandaVision time.
And Vision's coming now in the next arc. Mm. So, and he's proper Vision, so he's not White Vision. So you're just not sure what they're allowed, at which point they've owned Fox for a little while now.
But yeah, a while.
Asterix 2 years sort of thing, maybe. So it's probably not far enough down for them to be told who they can have yet. Or maybe they're working on it right now. If you're a Fancy Flight playtester and want to anonymously tell us what you're playtesting on, please email me. I'd love
Social at fast.game.co.uk.
Yeah, definitely. But it's got to be. And everybody's screaming for Deadpool because he's now in Crisis Protocol with Bob the Hydra dude, and so people are screaming for him in Champions.
Crisis Protocol video that we did, which is one of the things you may have missed. Really nice feedback on these ones.
great reception. Dormammu's come out since then.
Did we just get the Sanctum as well?
Sanctum, oh, that terrain piece is beautiful. Yes, and
I haven't seen it yet.
Hulkbuster's up for pre-order. What else just hit? Juggernaut and a couple of the X-Men. They've gone up for pre-order now.
Sure, so. But the X-Men, no problem with.
Doesn't seem to be. They were Wolverine was in really early, and Sabretooth.
They've even gotten to like some of the quite a few, like the lesser X-Men as well and stuff. And,
yes.
You know, we'll say lesser known characters and stuff.
That's it, yeah. No more Fringe. But yeah, they're there. But Crisis Protocol, seems to be doing really well at the moment. So
We've had a couple of organised plays here at the venue as well.
That's it. Yeah, and our Swindon branch has run them as well, so they've been successful.
Yeah, it's good to hear. So, anything else you've been playing lately?
Unfathomable.
Definitely not Battlestar.
Yes. Yeah. The new board game from FFGE, which is beautiful and really, really solid. Rulebook's nice, and it doesn't sound like much to those of you that don't board game, but a well-written board game rulebook, which you can refer back to when there are questions, especially when there's hidden traitor mechanics. Yeah. So it's not like you just want to hand the rulebook to somebody and tell them, look up what you're missing, because I don't want you to reveal too much info about why you're asking. Sure. Now, this book, there's plenty of bits in there where it's just read this paragraph out to everybody, and whether you're traitor or loyalist, it will make sense. It will answer the question for everybody. That sort of
thing. I am absolutely dying to play this as well, but it's finding the time to get my wife and somebody else as well and everything. Yeah. But yeah, I am absolutely dying to play it.
That's it. Just trying to find the time now. So moving was busy. We've now been in a month, so it started to calm down. It's still busy. You guys are still coming in and shopping with us. We love it. But I think we've got a bit more of a handle on what it takes to run this venue and keep it clean, tidy, well stocked, that sort of thing. But it's a massive undertaking, but we love it.
Absolutely, it's nothing else. And people keep saying as well, I think one of the most interesting comments I've had about the new venue is it looks American.
Oh, really?
A bit like the Disney store and things like that. So high praise.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I hadn't considered that when we were browsing around whether or not to try and get it, because it looked a bit different before. Obviously, it looks now, and it had changing rooms in it and stuff like that, because it was an old motorbike showroom.
Yeah, yeah.
So yes, yeah, it just looked different, but we've started to put our branding on it. It's got Firestone Games out front, and it's now got 11-foot Pikachu.
Enormous.
Yeah, in the window and on the wall. So yeah, thank you very much to Pokemon Company, who saw the pictures, and we got in contact with them, and they went, yeah, that's a really cool blank canvas. Why don't we put Pokemon all over it? Yeah, why don't we do that?
Very proudly displayed on the wall. That's it. Pokemon has just been, what an incredible couple of years it's been for that and everything. And, you know, that point where we get to, maybe the bubble's bursting. Maybe the fad's over.
No.
Not an anniversary year.
No, that's it. So Celebrations has just been arriving. We've been picking pre-orders and getting them ready to be shipped and shipped.
The third of the Celebrations products.
Yes,
I get a lot of questions about this. When's the big box coming? When's things like this? So it's in at least two parts, I believe.
Probably three now.
Probably three.
Yeah. So everybody out there who's pre-ordered or wants to pre-order, thank you for your patience. But yes, it is logistically a nightmare for people above us in the supply chain. And it's still a nightmare for us. Like, DPD are great, but they're delivering hundreds and hundreds of boxes into us, but also around this area. There are multiple places to buy Pokemon across the UK. Stuff's getting misdelivered or misdirected. They're doing their absolute best, but yes, because of many factors, it's been split into multiple waves. So yeah, we've just had Lance's Charizard, Dark Sylveon, Deluxe Pin, Dragapult, and
Trainer Box.
Elite Trainer Box. God, they're burned into my brain. Yeah. Would you like to know the product codes? 80938, 80939. I type these God knows how many times every day now.
you're talking to the one person who also knows what they are.
Because you do all the uploads and emails. And yes, so yeah, Celebrations is nuts. Thank you to everybody who's pre-ordered. Everybody who says you still want some, please bear with us. We're trying to make sure we satisfy every single person's order before we put any more on sale. We do not want to let anyone down.
Well, yeah, like I said, the initial pre-orders that we went up in the end of May and went overnight, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that was really, really something, wasn't
That's it?
That's
it, yeah, and we held back a lot of stock. We made sure we pre-ordered, but we weren't guaranteed stock, so we put up a safe amount. And even 2 weeks ago, we weren't sure. We were pretty sure about a safe amount, but it was looking like we might get one or two more than that. We've managed to get a few more, but yes. Keep an eye on the website. Bits will be popping up and down from visibility there. We have to turn it off because of bots. So a few people were asking us, why is stock like visible some days and invisible? It was because we're getting hit by bots. So when the stock goes in and we're picking orders, we can see the amount of exchanges, I think is the phrase, that are going on that particular item. And yeah, so if we disable it, we're trying to reset bots so they don't know where to look, or we can put up with a slightly different title and things like that. We're just trying to make sure it goes to you who play with it.
Or collect as well, you know?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, I'm fed up of having orders for 30 boxes to some random storage unit in, I don't know, Essex or London. I just want to sell it to you guys who are going to play with it or collect it or enjoy it. Yes. If you haven't been able to get a pre-order in, feel free to stop into any of our three branches over launch weekend, because we have tried to keep a little bit of stock just for the till.
Yeah.
Are there, so if you physically come in, you can buy something, and we'll put up anything we can across the weekend or next week.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, that's really been what we've been up to lately. What's coming up next?
Yeah, what are we excited about? There's a Final Fantasy box, isn't there? Just a boost box.
There's a new starter deck, which is, well, there's a, well, they've announced a huge slate of things recently as well. Cool. So, yeah, Final Fantasy, as anybody who listens to this knows, I'm the massive fan of that here. I run all the events and everything as well. There is a brand new starter set based on the Final Fantasy VII remake that's coming out at the end of October.
Right, okay.
Which is Avalanche, the good guys, versus Shimra, the bad guys, and all the cards have just been spoiled for that, and it's very interesting and very good.
Cool.
There's obviously Opus 15, which will be next month, and, well, it's not called Opus 15. I'm not calling it Opus. We're actually giving them names just to...
Yes.
But so.
But it's still Opus 15 on our order forms, isn't it? So we get into bad habits of calling it that still.
Yeah, yeah. So all the sets going forward will have starter sets attached to them as well, which is really cool. Good. They've announced that. So they're very confident with all the releases through till next year and everything as well. Very interesting type of set that's coming out with the 16th set, which is a custom starter set. So... Yeah. It's not like a dual deck, and it's one deck that's got about four different versions of it, which you can customize to make within it itself. So it's
excellent.
It's kind of three starter decks in one.
So if you and I bought one, we could both go in different directions. They play quite differently against each other.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of the regulars have been asking, maybe can we do an event on it, because basically nobody will make the same deck or anything.
So, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, loads of bits and pieces with that as well. There's a finally being an anniversary collection, which is coming out next year as well, which has got loads of nice reprints for all the expensive cards that we can't get anymore.
Yeah, so that's it. And that's a nice opportunity for newer players to be able to
absolutely
buy a product, not have to go to
eBay. So lots and lots happening for that as well. So yeah, really excited for that.
That's cool.
We've just got news from Warlord Games.
Yeah, Project Z is coming back. Yeah. Limited release. So it's just a one-off. But this did really well when it first came out. And then I was amongst all the people, 6 weeks later, who went, what do you mean it's done?
Yeah.
They were really cool. They're really nice plastics, and they're quite unique, like modern day civilians.
Yeah,
They're not Mad Max post-apocalypse. They look like they should. They look kind of Walking Dead-esque.
Sure.
I think we're probably allowed to say that. I don't know they are. But yeah, they do look Walking Dead-esque. There's no likenesses to the comic characters or anything like that, but it fits. So
no, absolutely. But yeah, it's that definite sort of modern day post-apocalyptic. Yeah,
Left 4 Dead as well.
Yeah.
Or Back 4 Blood, maybe, if we're allowed to also reference those two at the same time.
I think they can do that. So that's coming back very limited, which is, it's nice to be upfront about it.
Yeah, that's it. They've said they've made X amount of stock. It's for sale. Pre-order it if you want to. There'll probably be some around the week after, but after that, they're expecting all to be gone.
So pre-order it as soon as you can if you're looking for a nice zombie-filled Christmas this year.
Yes, and that's December. So that's the only thing which I was a bit sad about. It's not coming out in time for Halloween. That's going to be early December, but pre-order.
Just a horrifying Christmas instead.
Yeah, and Horrify 2 is coming out sometime early next year as well, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We've done a video on that.
We have done a video on Horrified. Horrified has been a fast favorite among the staff and everything as well. You know me. Well, the first question I ask about any game is flavor. Mm. How much does it feel like, it should and everything? And yeah, it is. It's about as close as you can get to something with all the universal monsters as possible.
That's it. And then the sequel, No Universal Monsters, is all based on American, US...
mythology?
Yeah, urban legends.
Sure.
So Mothman, the Jackalope, I'm trying to think who else is going to be in it. The one from Until Dawn. Which I'm now looking at you because my mind's gone blank. Cannibalism. Anyway, they're all in there. There's five or six villains in there. It'll play very similar mechanically. Yeah, we're excited about that one.
But you're definitely in for a winner with Horrified. Like, again, it flavors one big thing as well, but the game itself is nothing short of excellent.
Yeah, absolutely love it. And we've also got the Sigmar Dragons coming as well. So we don't know exactly when. Some of us, me, thought they would have been here by now, but not quite. So keep your eye open, because they're going to be one of the biggest GW miniatures they've ever made coming, the Stormcast.
Really?
This guy's big wing. like probably looked Archaon in the face. And then I'm not sure whether he beats him or not. I'm quite looking forward to trying and finding out. But you can take an entire Stormcast army of dragons. So you can have one or two of the big ones. And then as long as your general's one of the guys on the smaller ones, then makes the other ones battle lines. Entire army of dragons, which we haven't had in Sigmar. We've had very few. We've had very few dragons. So
this speaking of dragons as well, this is one that we've got that's come up very recently is Dungeons and Lasers, which was a Kickstarter from earlier this year, was it?
That's so, correct. Yes.
Which is finally kind of
hit retail. Yes.
Yeah, and these things
are gorgeous.
And they're not small.
No.
These, but obviously, they're probably not the size of these Sigmar dragons, but these
Sigmar
are
ones
not
are probably
small.
120 is my ballpark, I reckon, same as a Mega Gargan.
Yeah, sure.
And these are 25 quid.
25 quid RRP,
And they're big. They're bigger than they should be for that price. They're really nice. They'd be 45 if they were GW.
I'm quite a big fan of the Xeno one.
Yeah, the not aliens one. Yeah, the Xeno dragon.
Yeah.
It's very cool. I fell in love with the Oriental one, the Oregon. If it was Cities of Sigmar army, I've done. Wendigo, that's the word. That's the villain. Yes, cool. Wendigo from Until Dawn. That'll be in the new Horrified. There are no Wendigos in Sigmar yet. The Dungeons & Lasers dragons are very cool. And actually, there's one last thing for dragons, isn't there, which we're probably best to have a quick shout out for. So,
Of course.
Dragons Forge. The super secret project that has been alluded to a few times. If you haven't had a look at it, check it out. It's on a Kickstarter. It's being run by some friends of Firestorm Games. It's the best way. We're going to end up doing the shipping. So if you have stuff printed and shipped out, we'll take care of the shipping for you because we know how to do that. But the whole building a 3D model forge with amazing kits where you can customize them, that's not my forte. So yes, there is a Kickstarter currently to get the forge finished. Check it out. I don't have a URL link, but if you Google Dragon's Forge Kickstarter, Google
there will be a link for it in
that's
the
it. It's already funded. It is going ahead. It is happening. The kits are phenomenal. I've seen some of them printed out and they're stunning.
It's incredible as well, but it really is still worth, you know, chucking a few quid on because the backer bonuses that you get and everything as well for a few free prints and everything.
That's it. Yeah. So they wrestled around with how to do it because they're effectively doing two different things. One is if you want the STLs and one if you want them physically printed and shipped to you. So how do you do that without really confusing people? Well, they've just made an in-game currency of ingots. Spend it how you want. You want STLs? Buy your STLs. You go through customizing, click save, download, that's mine now, or spend ingots on having it printed and shipped out to you. But the big thing there is I personally feel that other Forge-based programs or services online, they do really well, but they do very well at just chucking hundreds and hundreds of options into a Forge and just not caring. So I've seen ones printed where you got a halfling with a half-orc hand, and it looks like it's something out of like Disney. It looks like Mickey Mouse hand because they're not supposed to go together. They don't look right. And then you get people who open it and go, oh, the print's all right. Oh, that weapon's really out of scale. It didn't look like that when I printed it. This one is the opposite end of the spectrum. They've made a bunch of kits and they have different poses. And then they've made the items that go with them. So this hand goes on that kit and you can pick from all these, like, I don't know, 100 hands, but you can't put an orc hand on a dwarf because it won't actually look right. It won't fit.
No.
So they're kind of saving you from your own poor decisions sometimes. But the choice available is insane. There's tons and tons. I've seen some really pretty things. Some of the like
caught your eye, Jake.
Not the Doctor Strange style energy fields or whatever you want to put.
Sure.
They're very cool. Some of the wizards mid casting, god, they're stunning.
I like the little monkey.
The monkey is amazing. The pirates are coming. Oh my god, I'm not sure if we're allowed to talk about pirates. We probably are. Yeah, there's pirates. Yeah, with a monkey. Some of this stuff just is absolutely stunning. So check it out. It's a good shout out. We like Dragon's Forge. A lot of the staff here have backed it because we really believe in it. So check it out. It's a shameless promotion probably, but
who cares? You're listening to the Firestorm Games podcast.
That is true. We do talk about cool stuff we like and we genuinely like it.
We
have played Overdrive. I did buy Unfathomable. I was the second person to pre-order it because somehow a customer got in before me. It literally got uploaded and you clicked save.
Yeah.
I went, I wander upstairs and pre-order it. Sat down and went, seriously?
Bots, isn't it?
Must be bots.
Bots.
Yeah. Accidentally put in Unfathomable into his Pokemon bot search or thought he was getting a PS5.
That's great. Well, again, it's been a pleasure, Jake, and hopefully we can get to talking to all of you out there a little bit more often now that we've settled down a little bit.
That's it. Yes, definitely. We want to communicate. We want to hear from you guys. So please tell us what you want us to talk about or ask us for videos. We'll try and do them if we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep it clean.
Well, I tell you what, that is one thing that we've had more requests for, and it's more of your leaf punch video That really? Sort of thing. Oh, that's been one of the most popular videos we've done in quite some time.
Okay, cool. I bought a whole new range of them from AK. So yeah, I can do those.
Well, I mean, that sort of thing at least, where it was just that little sort of, here's one, a little Blue Peter-y sort of, here's one I made earlier, have a little stamp there.
You have a Firestorm badge, quite like that. Oh. Yeah, okay, I'll have a look through the other stuff I do. I've got the texture rollers.
Oh, very good, yeah.
My wife thought I was insane when a pasta roller arrived, and she was like, oh, you can learn to make pasta. No. Why'd you buy a pasta roller?
Yeah, I'm going to make pasta, but it's going to have bricks on it.
Yeah, so I want universally level clay to then roll into. And she thought I was nuts. And then I did it, and she thought I was nuts. So I think I'm probably nuts.
Yeah, that's fair said, I think, at this point. But yeah, thanks for joining us again. And again, just if you follow us on all of our on our socials as well, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, we're going to do more Twitch coming up as well.
Yes, we've got streaming.
More streaming. It's all going ahead. It's slowly but surely, but we are getting there. And just share as well. If you painted something that's cool, there's, you know, actually there was comments before on the leaf planting thing as well. We've had people sharing as well. They've done with the same sort of things as well. So please email us in, comment on our stuff. Just show what you've done. We'd love to see it.
Definitely. Thank you.
Well, thanks very much, and talk to you again next time.